Uh-oh, we're back on the Uncle Clunk Abomination with your favorite uncle, me, Uncle Clunk. Well, we've really had some crazy, colorful characters calling in today to the show, and if you heard the last call, I just talked to Vega Nova there, the webmaster of showbizpizza.com, and wow, he just didn't seem none too thrilled with what's going on here, and I don't really understand why. Well, I've been looking around for my manager, Murray D. Bird, and I just don't know where he could have gotten off to. Hey, Myrna, do we know where Murray's at yet? No? Well, gosh, he's not in his cuckoo clock, I just checked. I don't know where that Murray could have gotten off to. He's probably off doing some really special, important manager stuff, though, so, I don't know. We'll just have to kind of see what happens, and maybe we'll get another call here on the Uncle Clunk line on Radio Showbiz. Oh, let's see who this is.
I have no idea what this banana brain's doing bugging me on the golf course. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the Uncle Clunk Abomination on Radio Showbiz. Caller, you're live.
Jeez. Hey, Clunko, it's me.
Murray, hey, we've been looking all over the studio for ya.
So I've heard. Myrna sent me a little message, and what can I do for you, Clunko?
Well, Vega Nova was just on the show. He called in, and he seemed a little upset about Clunkfest. Something about,
Vega Nova?
Vega Nova, you know, the webmaster for showbizpizza.com. He was awfully upset.
Well, that's a place where everybody can be a kid. Yeah, Vega's a good buddy of mine. He goes back longer than my relationship with you.
Wow, really? That's great, Murray. What are you doing on a golf course? You're supposed to be here in the studio helping me with Clunkfest today.
Golf course? What do you mean, golf course? I'm working on a special project for you right now. I'm teeing up something for you. Teeing up something for you to make your career a little better than what you're doing now there, Clunko.
I see, Murray. How come you keep yelling four?
Because I can't count to five?
Not Murray, what a bird brain. He's such a kidder. Hey, you know, Looney Bird called in earlier and said he'd really like to get to know you better. You remember Looney Bird?
Oh, yeah, that little redhead, featherhead, but yeah, what's he up to these days? You know, I was trying to be his manager, and I wanted to represent him back in the 80s. He never took any of my, shall we say, business advances.
All right. Well, you know, he had a restaurant called Looney Birds, actually, and apparently it didn't do so well.
Looney Birds? What a name for a restaurant.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Hey, you know, Murray, speaking of new ventures, now that I'm going to be on Radio Showbiz all the time... Oh, I was just saying, what if we, you know, I'm going to be doing the Uncle Clunk Abomination from now on Radio Showbiz. What if you and I opened a restaurant? We called it Uncle Clunk's.
Clunk's, yeah.
Hey, we could serve pizza.
We? Clunky?
Well, I thought you'd be my partner, Murray. I mean, you're my manager. You could pop out.
Well, I am your partner. I get 50% of everything you make.
All right, so wouldn't it be great to have a pizza restaurant together?
Yeah, but I don't hear my name in the title.
Well, we could call it Clunk and Murray's.
How about Murray's and Clunk's?
Well, but Murray, I'm the star here. You're just a manager.
Yeah, I know I'm the manager. That's why I'm getting 60% of everything you make.
Okay, well, anyway... Could you find out what Mr. Nova is so upset about with the Clunkfest? He said something about CV7 being canceled in place of Clunkfest.
Oh, well, that's gotta be just him trying to get out of something. I mean, you know, Vega Nova would never do anything mischievous or...
Well, no, he seems like a very nice guy, actually. I don't see him doing something like that. I was hoping you could iron this all out for us. He was, also saying something about, Mr., Jeff Howell having a restraining order against us or something.
Jeff Howell? I've never heard of a Howell. Is that like a coyote or something?
I wonder if he's maybe related to that charming Harmony Howlett that used to play with Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I remember that broad. Oh, she had a great setup.
Yeah, Murray. I don't think that's really appropriate on the air. So I'll let you get back to doing your manager stuff, and maybe we'll listen to some more great Rockafire music right here on Radio Showbiz.